Hey everybody, welcome to Central in Janesville, the sermon podcast for the Janesville campus of Central Christian Church. Today we've got a short devotional podcast to go along with our regular Sunday sermon podcasts. This is your campus pastor, Kellen Anderson. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me for today's devotional. Today we're looking at Proverbs 24, verses 30 through 34. It says, I went past the field of a sluggard, past the vineyard of someone who has no sense. Thorns had come up everywhere, the ground was covered with weeds, and the stone walls was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief and scarcity like an armed man. Now, weeding and landscaping around my house, it sometimes can become like the bane of my existence. Some of the weeds have thorns. They hurt really bad when you try to pick them out and you grab them the wrong way. On top of that, the previous owners, they didn't put landscape tarp down when they did the landscaping, so weeds just kept on coming up. And now, some places I've fixed that, but not everywhere. And even the places where I've put down that landscaping tarp, it doesn't always work very well. Weeds are like the most successful plants in the world, I feel like. They seem to always win. I don't keep up with it on a regular basis. They absolutely take over. And laziness, it doesn't do my landscaping any good. God didn't make you or me to be lazy people. It's true that we're not accepted by God based on what we do or don't do. It doesn't mean, though, that we're meant to do nothing. Colossians 3:23 says, work willingly at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. The NIV says, work with all your heart. We only have a short time in this earth to make a difference for Jesus. Someone has done the work that's helped to maybe bring you to the point that you're at today. Maybe it was a Gideon who took the time to put a Bible in a hotel room that you picked up one lonely evening. Maybe it was a high school friend who kept inviting you to go to youth group every single week until you finally gave in. Maybe it was a grandparent who daily spent time praying for God to just grab a hold of your life. Maybe it was a greeter at church who took that job with sincerity and made you feel welcome and helped you to be open to what God wanted to do in your life that one Sunday morning. There are countless ways to affect the kingdom of God. But each way, it does require someone to do something. Most likely, because of something that someone did, made a difference in your life, you're going to have all of eternity to enjoy God's kingdom. And today, God is asking you to do something to make his kingdom known to other people in this world. What are you willing to do so that someone else will be given the opportunity to enjoy eternity with God? Let's pray. Lord, you know that there have been times where I've missed opportunities to do the work that you've called me to do to show people who Jesus is. God, I pray that every single one of us today, that we would take the opportunities that you've given us to make a difference for you in this world. Help us not to be lazy in any kinds of ways today, but to work hard with all of our heart for the things that you want us to work for. We love you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, everybody. Hope you guys have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast from Central in Janesville. Be sure to subscribe to the Central in Janesville podcast to keep up to date with each of our teachings. Thanks.